Hi there. The word for you today is pray for God's favor. In Proverbs 3 verse 4, Solomon said, find favor in the sight of God and man. And you need favor in both. You know, God can give you favor in the most unusual places and through the most unlikely people. Joseph's journey to the throne of Egypt involved being unjustly accused and thrown into prison. Now think about this. The prospects of an ex-con becoming prime minister of Egypt are not very good unless, like Joseph, God is writing your story. Well, listen to the story. Genesis 40, verse 2. Pharaoh was angry with two of his officers, the chief butler and the chief baker, so he put them in prison, the place where Joseph was confined. A connection's about to be made here. While they were there, Joseph interpreted a dream for both of these men, and in each case, what he said came to pass. So Joseph's gift as an interpreter of dreams became known. Later, when Pharaoh was troubled by a dream that none of his counselors could interpret, the butler remembered Joseph and told Pharaoh about him. And at this point, Joseph interprets Pharaoh's dream, helps him to prepare for 7 years of coming famine, and as a result, he's rewarded with being made the number two man in the country. At last, Joseph's dream came to pass. But notice who God used to fulfill it, a baker and a butler. Now here's a thought. Spiritually speaking, God can use bakers to bless you because they know the ingredients required to make the cake. Some of the stuff they use, such as salt, flour, and baking soda, doesn't taste very good, but the finished product is delicious, and God can use butlers. What does that mean? Because they're experienced in knowing how to open the door at just the right time. Are you getting the idea? Keep your mind open. Stay sensitive to God, for He will give you favor in the most unusual places and through the most unlikely people.